The Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company is in Jackson this week, holding master classes and performing the new work, Analogy Dora Tramontane. The piece combines spoken word and modern dance and meditates on memory and duty. It's based on the stories of Dora Amelon, a French Jewish nurse who survived World War II. Bill T. Jones, a two-time Tony winner and former MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, is the choreographer and artistic director. He joins me from Jackson. Bill, thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
For those who may not know, Dora Amelon, who you interviewed, is the mother of your partner, essentially your mother-in-law. What were some of the challenges in interviewing her and conveying the life of someone who is close to you and close to your partner?
Well, first of all, she's a wonderful talker, if that's what you mean. And you ask her a question, for instance, where does your name come from? And she gives you a whole mini family genealogy. The biggest problem I had was when we transcribed this hours of interview, it was 85 pages. Way too many for a work such as the one we were making. That was a problem. We don't act out her life. There are a few things that might be literal, a kind of what you see on stage could possibly be what is being described, but it's always inferred, or the audience is asked to really sharpen their powers of associative thinking. This gesture that these people are doing could refer to a situation that Dora Amelon has just stated, but it isn't necessarily that. I think it's more than us doing a reportage or acting out someone's life.
Right, and you've done that before, bringing that life through to choreography. I'm thinking of Fela Kuti from Fela.
Fela Kuti, first of all, you have to realize it's a Broadway show. It was not my idea. I was asked to do a show. This is very important for people when they've known me as one thing, and then I go to Broadway and I earn two Tonys. On Broadway, yes, I do use some of the same methods I brought from the dance world, but the end result is designed to be a product that sells tickets and entertains people.
Bill T. Jones, you are a Tony Award winner, a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient, Kennedy Center honoree, National Medal of Arts receiving person. I'm sure you have plenty to keep you busy in New York and L.A. and in the big cities of the world. Why bring something like this to Wyoming?
Because we were invited to. Because we are always looking for sensitive partners who say, come and do your work here. Studio time and studio time in such a beautiful place is a rare thing. The dancers are professionals. They have to be paid for their time. And in New York, it is more and more difficult to do that. The impresario here, Babs, she is really very interested in new works being made. And we go where the new works can be created. And she offered us this opportunity. It just so happens it's a wonderful place, and she's a wonderful person.
As I understand it, Tramontane is the first part of a trilogy. What can
right.
we look forward to in the next two installments?
Well, I have to struggle with actually topping Dora Tramontane, which is a very beautiful work and quite accomplished on a lot of levels. There are bits and pieces, motifs, so to speak, that will be developed in two other pieces. The second piece is called Analogy, Lance, Pretty, a.k.a. the escape artist. Lance is my nephew. He is a young black man who has had a drug problem his whole life, and he has also been a sex worker, and now he is in a hospital, paralyzed from the waist down. He and I started doing an oral history only last July. The oral history with Lance was inspired by what I had done with Dora. So I will be using some of the motifs from Dora, but it will be inflected by the time he lived in the 80s, 90s. The music that he listened to, rhythm and blues, house music, disco music, and it will be telling a completely different story of another type of struggle, not World War II, but the struggle that we see every night on the evening news in the inner cities and in the statistics of young black men in jail, drug use, violence. He's a wonderful person. He's a songwriter, but his life has been really shaped by drugs. The third section will be, this is this novelistic character, Ambrose Edelvart, a young German man, and he comes out of World War I, stretching into the 1980s when he dies in a sanitarium in Ithaca, New York. So the dance will look somewhat the same. The motifs will be the same. The music, you will, if you know all three pieces, you might be able to recognize certain strains and motifs, but it's a very big work. It's almost like one of those maps of the central nervous system, where an impulse starts in one place and radiates lightning-like to another place.
Bill T. Jones, artistic director, choreographer, and dancer, is in Jackson with his dance company. They'll be performing his new work, Tramontane, this weekend at the Jackson Hole Center for the Arts. Bill, it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.